So we've talked about a number of different ways to restore connectivity on the landscape, but there's also the question of where to restore connectivity. Obviously, we can't restore everything. There needs to still be areas for agriculture, and there are more and less important sites to restore connectivity that will best facilitate the movement of the species we're concerned about. And so there needs to be some sort of prioritization of sites where restoration activities will take place. And I'm going to just show you this case study from coastal Ecuador. I apologize that the map is somewhat small and hard to see, but basically on this map we have the polygons outlined in orange that are existing forest patches. You can see that the forest has been very, very fragmented in this area, a lot of deforestation. The bright green areas are private protected forests. The yellow areas are undergoing natural regeneration, set aside for natural regeneration. And there are some really small little kind of electric blue turquoise areas you can see. They look like little dashes connecting certain of the orange-lined forest polygons. And those are areas where reforestation has been prioritized. Now, how this was done was basically some of the considerations that were made were, what is the smallest area that we can reforest to connect the most habitat? So this is sort of how to get the most bang for your buck. And it's going and looking at these polygons in GIS and determining where is the shortest connection that can be made to get these two patches connected. Also, one wants to consider the conservation value of the habitat patches that are left, and maybe, since if you can't restore everything, work to restore connectivity between the best and most intact habitat patches, or maybe the largest ones. It's also important to consider current land use. It's much more difficult and takes longer to restore an extremely degraded pasture than it does to, say, add some trees to a relatively productive cropping system or an area that is not as badly degraded or has easy access to water. Also, there's the human component. Are landowners willing? Do landowners have tenure and are able to be confident that they'll be able to continue to manage that land into the future? All of these things bring to bear on whether a site should be prioritized or not for restoration. And of course, there's considerations of the ease of implementation. Is it a very steep slope? Is there access to bring trees in or to monitor the site? How much is it really going to cost to carry out the restoration? Note that while restoration and reforestation, natural regeneration are all very useful to restore connectivity between habitats, all of it is for naught if those habitats are going to be destroyed. So usually restoration efforts really must be done in parallel with protecting existing habitat.